This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Think Tank. Every Tuesday at 4, we get a couple of our friends together on opposite sides of the aisle. Today we have David Barklage and Jeff Rainford. And yeah, that was one of the weirdest exchanges ever. Barklage said to Rainford, "You don't like Kelsey because no one wrote a song about your penis." And I told Rainford, "I'll be the one to write one." It's not the kind of thing you say to a dude.
And I didn't turn you down.
No, it's still out there. It's just the offer's just kind of laying there. So good to see you, boys. How are you?
Good to be here.
Great. Good. Let's start existential, and we'll work our way down to practical. So in the first hour, I said that last night I was kind of in the zone, and I decided to write down three things that would make society better. And I'm going to share those with you and see what you think. The first one is everyone needs to mind their own business. Wow. I think identity politics is all about people judging other people for sinning differently. And I think if we all just took our nose out of our neighbor's business, that would solve a lot of problems. Second, we need to focus less on stuff. There's way too much consumerism. And third, algorithms. Algorithms in all their forms are just ruining us. Thoughts?
Well, the first one, let me say this. I think I would say don't judge rather than mind your own business. Because I think that minding your business sometimes is good and sometimes bad, but not judging people, I think that's a good rule. I think I would add probably play it forward, pay it forward, if people would do that more often. I think you are absolutely dead on the algorithms. I think those are the closest thing to evil, separate from a being that is out there, the use of algorithms to manipulate behavior and everything else. And I agree. I think consumerism got out of control. I think that's where we saw the Walmarts, God bless their souls, where they came in and wiped out the small business and communities, and they had every right to do it in a competitive capitalistic market. But we then decided to start jettisoning, you know, jobs and the products and the jobs tied to them in this country to buy cheaper things made overseas. So I think that that was sort of a stretch too far.
David just made such a good point that we, like I have said to attorney Brad Young when he's with us, the good thing about Trump is for 50 years, law students will be studying this time. Like, he is pushing the outer parameters of democracy and legality, and we're learning what is okay and what's not. And by the same token, what you just said, that's so true. We are seeing the outer parameters of capitalism. Like, in 1850, no one even considered it might be like this. So we're really sort of pioneers in a way.
So I have actually kind of thought about this, you know, sort of philosophically a lot lately, and have come to the conclusion that almost every human being wants to be free. The problem is we want to put shackles on each other. So capitalism is you know, is the system you use in a free society. I guess the Chinese have capitalism, so you don't necessarily have capitalism and freedom, but if you have freedom, you're going to have capitalism. But what it only works. Freedom and capitalism only work with responsibility. And the only responsibility, and this will sound preachy, that has any sort of permanence to it is religion, Christianity and Judaism, in the case that I believe, when done in the way that it was designed to do. Now it's manipulated. It's people take it in all kinds of other crazy ways. But what I, you know, if when you look at history, what works is freedom, but freedom with the kind of responsibility or the kind of limitations that religion puts on it. You can't, otherwise you have anarchy, right? Or you have vast differences in wealth. So to me, human freedom is something that everybody wants for themselves, but what we need to have is that everybody wants it for the other guy. Well, that's really what religion tells you. You should want it for the other guy.
Can I just add one thing?
Yeah.
I want to say that I am a Christian because I want to be a better person. Not that everything I do is Christian behavior. I don't judge people. My Christianity isn't based in judging anybody. And so going back to sort of don't judge, going back to, you know, I'm hoping that a resurgence of Christianity is people like myself who just want to be better for their family, for their community, for themselves, and don't really look to judge other people, that they use the faith, the church, those things, the Bible, to strengthen themselves. And I think if America could embrace that, or some elements of America.
Well, there's a non-religious way to look at it, and that's what John Kennedy said in 62 or 63 when he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. We can be the freest people, and we can thrive. If we sort of, like, in this day and age, everybody wants everything when they want it. And we learn to do that in the internet. If I'm hungry, I make an order and it's at my doorstep in 15 minutes. If I want to listen to music, I have it in 5 seconds. We want what we want for ourselves, including in our politics, which is one of the reasons why the far left and the far right hate each other, is the far left wants what it wants and doesn't want anybody else to have what they want, and the far right. So even if you take religion out of it, we have had leaders like Kennedy and FDR, and, you know, even in a certain context, Ronald Reagan and others, who said, if you will put your community first and put your country first, you will enjoy the benefits of that. But unfortunately, we have learned this selfishness in politics and economics and everything else. And I think it's hurting us.
Well, that's so true. I hadn't really had that thought before, Jeff. But my daughter's 20. So she has grown up in this world. She doesn't know another world. She doesn't have memories like we do. And if the world is telling her you can watch any show, listen to any music, order any food, and have it within minutes, why wouldn't she think I can have everything I want politically?
Like, I think I'm agreeing with you 100%. One of the worst things I think there is in America are self-help books or self-help gurus. Because the way they want, you know, the best way, if you ask me, to help yourself is to go help somebody else. But the self-help people say, oh, you deserve this. You deserve better. Pursue your dreams. It's all of, and even religion is becoming about you get to go to heaven. You get salvation. The heck with everybody else. And so it's kind of become, you know, in the culture, and it didn't used to be that way. We talk about the World War II cultures being the greatest generation ever. And the reason we say that is that there was so much sacrifice by the men and women who came of age before World War II. And when has Donald Trump ever asked Republicans to sacrifice? Or where does AOC ask, you know, people to work hard and sacrifice for their families? We all want to get it, and we all want it given to us. And when it's not, we're irritated or angry. And it's in our culture, and it's going to hurt us.
I think the religion discussion is fascinating, because I have been very religious in my life. I was going to be a minister, so I completely understand that world. I'm no longer religious. But if I were to sit down and make a list of morals that I believe in, not that I have lived by, but that I aspire to, they'd be the same as yours. Like, everything that Jesus taught, I'm like, of course. Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, I think we institutionalized religion so much. We looked at the differences. We put personalities in it that failed people. And you know, I think it was a disservice to faith. And I do think we have the capacity to re-embrace our faith because it's been outlawed. I mean, and I don't mean, you know, cancel culture kind of outlaw. I'm just saying is that it's literally disappeared from everywhere. And I think if people step back and embrace the fact that look, this is just how I pay it forward. This is how I be a better person, and I'm not going to judge. I think people might open their doors. And the same thing, institutions. The Greatest Generation was great. They believed in institutions, and therefore they were willing to sacrifice for institutions.
Yeah.
Today, no one believes in institutions.
Our economy does not work permanently without trust, right? So they give you a piece of paper that's a $1 bill. Why is that? Why do you take that? You take that because you have the trust that that's going to be. Why do you give your money to a bank or to somebody to invest it? Because of trust. Without trust, I mean, now we got cryptocurrency. Why is that? Because people don't trust the economy or the currency or the whatever. So how we get back to that without some sort of fundamental changes, and people are all the time saying, well, what do we do about these divisions? And the first thing I would say is you look at yourself rather than blaming the other guy for the divisions. Look at what you're doing, whether it's on the internet or you're walking away from friends who are on the other side or whatever it is. There, all of us can do something to contribute to the culture of this country. It could be volunteering in your community. I mean, that used to be a really big deal. People joined clubs,
yeah,
the Kiwanis Club or whatever. Yeah. They did
so
community things and communal things. And now we sit in our homes and play video games and watch cats batting around yarn.
Globalism and some of the unintended consequences. I was on the phone with a couple bankers the other day, and they were talking about how many local banks are closing. And I asked them, I said, I didn't think about it, but it's like, who deposits in banks anymore? I mean, not anybody under 50, pretty much. And so we're going to see in our generation, probably most local banks disappear. And here's the problem. Local banks sort of, they knew Jeff. And so they would say, I'm going to trust in Jeff. You know, he's got a business plan. Might work, might not. But I'm going to invest because I know him. And we go to Lions Club together. I know he's a good man, you know, whatever. And to that extent, I think so many institutions are disappearing that are stacking up against this young generation. I don't know how capitalism survives if you don't have, you know, capital available, and that you can't loan to people to go out and to try a small business.
I'm not saying what I'm about to say because I think people should believe the way I'm about to say. But I read a study one time that this was a while ago, that communities and nations that believed in hell had stronger economies because people were afraid to jip each other because they might go to hell. Now, I'm not saying the solution to America is we all of a sudden believe in hell when we don't. But the point is that there really are some cultural, social, religious underpinnings to all of this. And we want politics to solve everything. And politics, in David's, you know, deeper into it than I am, but politics can only solve so many things. And the rest of us got to do the rest.
Rach, any thoughts? Wheels? Great discussion.
Always.
I just, it's really good.
Well, there's just so many levels to it, right? I mean, so people treat politics now like it's religion. So it's not just attacking a policy. You're attacking my whole core. But you got to separate that, because religion is not of this world. Faith is not of this world by nature, by definition. Politics is of this world by definition. And we need to separate those two things, but we can't, because people have tied them together, going back to, what was it, the 70s, 80s, where we started tying. And I'm not saying it's one side versus the other, because the beliefs on the left are held religiously also. They may not be religion based, or at least not traditionally, but they are held that way. And what I see is smaller businesses, smaller things, smaller farms, all these things being bought up by bigger ones. What I see are the big fish at the top who want more, who know how to get it. And the way to get it is to keep us fighting each other. Because if we're fighting each other, we're not paying attention to the fact that these big companies are buying up all the farmland that's going bankrupt now because of various reasons. But currently it would be tariffs. So you got companies that buy that up. Where do you think that's going to go? That's just going to be going to hedge funds. So hedge funds are going to run the farms. And that's the purpose of a lot of these, at least in my view, that a lot of this stuff is done not by accident, but with a purpose to keep us from paying attention to all that. We just fight our neighbor because our neighbor's the jerk that's got to go.
Well, you guys go have a drink. You've done all your smart talk for today. Yeah, you filled your quota.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The second anniversary of October 7th, I'll never forget waking up that morning and turning on the television and seeing Netanyahu talking about being at war. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then it was just, it probably took me an hour to really realize what had happened. It was just so horrific. And so, you know, I'd say thoughts and prayers, but I mean, to all of our Jewish friends out there, I can't think of anything worse than having a loved one taking it as a hostage. You know, I was reading an interview with a guy whose brother is unaccounted for. He was taken hostage, and it was just heartbreaking. You know, just the tricks your mind plays on you and the stories you make up and the scenarios. And of course you do, because you're human, and mm-hmm. I can't imagine anything worse. So
no.
Hope this really does work out very, very soon. So, want to do a couple headlines, Rach?
Absolutely. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So, the president says that Sean Diddy Combs asked him for a pardon. It actually was someone close to Sean Combs who has direct access to President Donald Trump. He also was, this all happened in like a press gaggle in the Oval Office, I believe, the other day. He also said, you know, he would consider. I can't find the quote where he says I would consider, but many headlines are saying, like, he says he'll consider a pardon for Ghislaine Maxwell as well. All I could see was him saying, like, oh, I haven't heard that name in a long time. We'll take a look at it. But it'll be interesting to see how those situations play out, if any moves are made.
Don't you think
there.
It would be a really bad move to do either of those?
Yes.
Like, I don't see what you gain.
I don't think he's going to do either. I think it's a salacious headline for now, but I could see this one just kind of passing us by.
Yeah.
Only in the Trump White House is there somebody who is very, very close to both President Donald Trump and Sean Diddy Combs.
Airports are experiencing delays because air traffic controllers are going without pay amid the government shutdown. There are concerns that the flights just aren't even going to happen at LAX. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has highlighted the personal struggles of air traffic controllers. They're working without pay and facing financial uncertainty during the shutdown. As if those people didn't have enough stress on their plate to begin with. We hope all this resolves soon.
So does anyone know, do people who are going without pay and people who are going without pay are just going without pay? Like, they're if you're not working, you're not going to get back pay.
So there's a story on that today, and I haven't gotten into all the details, but the White House has said that they are not necessarily going to get back pay. And the counter to that is it's literally the law that they have to get back pay. So I don't know which is, you know, I mean, it could, again, it could all just be leverage points, right? You're just threatening rather than doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, my understanding is that at least some employees, depending on what they are like legally bound to get back pay when something like this happens.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.